Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, with your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey guys, check one, check two. My mic sounds right. If you hear my voice, it must be the 16th of September or something like that. Show number 414, if you count.
Yup, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We are back. I got a great show lined up for you tonight. As a matter of fact, Real Talk with Michael McFadden tonight is being brought to you by my folks over at JR Crickets, 2617 Panola Road, to be exact. This Sunday, we're going to be hanging out there September 20th. It's the New York Giants versus our Atlanta Falcons up in New York. Hey, join myself, Tony Hardnack, Kenny Brannon, Mel Johnson, Terrence Powell, Jerome Rowe, and the Dungeon Family's own T-Mo Goody providing the music and Chick-fil-A doing what they do best, food and drink specials. And, of course, we get to see the Falcons beat down the New York Giants. Hey, got a great show. Niecy G is here. Keith Roberts is here. The whole crew is here. And we got a special guest. And I'm going to tell you about my doctor's appointment. Don't go nowhere when we come back. Niecy G's in the building. Real talk. Yeah.
Thank you.
style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Birds Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birds Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birds Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birds Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birds Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687, or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Man, did Melissa Rose just say I was the hottest man in radio?
Yeah, I'll take that, Melissa Rose. What up, Rose?
Hey, I got a great show for you tonight. Joining us from MelaninMindsMeet.com, Ms. Boston is going to be hanging out with us. As a matter of fact, their website focuses on all aspects of black love and black family. And we're going to holler at her. We're friends on IG, and she just has a crazy, crazy IG that really just promotes happiness and love and all that kind of stuff. We're going to see where she got all that from. Also, Keith Roberts, our sports guys here. I'll tell you how we did with our pick in week one of the NFL against the Crush with Maceo and Glaze. And plus, he's going to have your preview of week two. And then I'm going to tell you about my doctor's experience. I finally went to the doctor to get this foot checked out. And, you know, first time at a orthopedic, well, outside the military when I messed these shins up. But I'll tell you how that experience went. And next week, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Finally, I get my classmate to come on the show, Christy Tucker Sims. She's going to hang out with us next week on Real Talk. You know the story. She, you know, next month begins Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And for those that are in Atlanta, hell, it's been a worldwide, a national story, as a matter of fact. But we're going to holler at Christy Tucker Sims next week. So it should be fun. Awesome show. I'll keep y'all posted. But up for tonight, she always has that number one spot. Did you know that Niecy G has been with us since show number 3 back in 2009? Tonight, we celebrate show 414, and she's still hanging out with us. You can check her out on Instagram and Facebook, Niecy Nay, and all that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building. She knows all the stuff. Not like me, though. My girl, Niecy G. What up, Niecy G?
Hey, Michael. What's going on?
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You had a busy day today.
I have a busy week, let's just say.
I can tell when your days be busy because you be... I'll send you a quote-unquote production meeting text, and you'd be like, Michael, I ain't got time. Stop texting me. I'll hit you later. Leave me alone. if y'all ever wanted to know how that went, that's exactly how it goes. So it's all good. And do you know sometimes when I text you sometimes, you know, I'm so used to calling you Niecy G, I be forgetting what your real name is. So I be typing in Niecy G, and I be like, why is her name not coming up?
Coming up.
I had to type in your real name. So, because
right.
That's how far we go back. So,
right,
welcome.
Right.
Glad to have you tonight. Hey,
glad to be here.
All right, last week you talked about Serena on the verge of becoming the first athlete since, was it Steffi Graf, to win the whole thingy, but she was defeated. But she's made, the Grand Slam, but she's making waves up in New York now. What's she doing?
Well, she said, that one loss is not, don't count me out, because she held a fashion show at the famous New York Fashion Week this week. Serena debuted her line, Williams, I think it's called the Williams Collection. And she did very well. Actually, I saw some of the clothes, and I was quite impressed. There were some things that I would even buy. Her line is being sold on Home Shopping Network. I think she's in some kind of a deal with Home Shopping Network because she debuted a bag line last year on Home Shopping Network. And so this year, you know, she was mentored by Anna Winter, who is the editor for Vogue. And her clothes really look nice. You know, some things were just so risque. You know, it's kind of out there. They were kind of revealing. But some things were really nice. I mean, I really would purchase some of the items that she had out there. So congratulations to Serena. Yeah, after last week's defeat to Italy's Roberta Vinci in the semifinals, she didn't get counted out. She just bounced right back up. And had her
there
fashion
you go.
Show.
Yeah. You know who was a silent sleeper in the fashion business that I didn't really realize she was doing that good? Jessica Simpson.
Oh yes. Well, especially in the shoe line. I don't know about her clothes line, but her shoe line is ridiculous. I mean, I got a couple of her shoes. Her shoe line is really on point. Oh, definitely.
She's about to open up some stores. You know, all of Jessica's stuff is like in Macy's and other big, huge department stores start open up boutique stores. Jessica Simpson is about to open up. I heard, if I got the numbers, don't quote me on this, but I think that Jessica Simpson line brings in about $2 billion, or it's either $1 billion or $2 billion a year. So she is getting it in.
Yes, she is, and I'm not mad at her. I know I can vouch for her. For her shoes, because her shoes be on point, and I got a couple of pair. I don't know about her clothes, but I do know, like, I see a lot of things in the stores, a lot of accessory items, so I imagine she probably does have a full-scale clothing line, and it's probably doing very well. Yep.
Jessica said, "The hell with y'all in this music, I'm about to make some money off these clothes." I ain't mad at you. Shout out to Jessica Simpson for doing your thing. Hey, sad news in Hollywood. I hate to hear this, but it's rare that it happens, especially in the hip hop business. A couple breaking up. Who's the latest couple to break up?
Right, we haven't heard this one before. As a matter of fact, some of these names sound familiar in other stories. But Lil Wayne and Christina Milian have decided to part ways. The couple has been dating for a little over a year and a half now. They cited that their schedules forced them to you know, break up because it was too difficult to spend time together. Yeah, right. Who cares?
Their schedules.
They're splitting. Their schedules. But they're going to still keep their professional relationship intact because she signed to Lil Wayne's Young Money, and she has an album due out later this year, so they're going to continue on with that project.
As soon as you say Lil Wayne, the comments start coming in. Gross. I didn't even know. I don't even know why she was dating that little gremlin anyway. Oh,
anybody. I'm telling you, I don't know what the attraction is with any of them. Some of the prettiest young ladies, Lauren London, where in the world was she dealing with him?
And what's my girl name? Nivea got a baby by him, too.
Nivea. I mean, it's just so many. And Nivea and Lauren, I think, were pregnant about the same time and had their kids about the same time from him. I mean, it's just, I don't understand what it is, but whatever floats your boat, keep it going.
Now, I bet you this lady that posted the comment about Wayne looking like a gremlin, I bet you she'll give him some. I bet you.
Well, I can talk because he will never get none. So I'm talking for you, young lady. He will never get none. I don't care how much money he got.
Oh, my God. I don't even know why I said that because now, hell no, that's not funny. That's gross. Ew. Yeah, it's just that's a nightmare. Yeah, okay, stop. Moving on tonight. The GOP is cranking up another debate. I think this is the second debate tonight with Donald Trump with a crazy-ass lead over all of the Republicans. What's expected tonight?
Well, you know, actually, his lead is actually slimming down. Ben Carson supposedly right up on his heels for the GOP party. Donald Trump is just one of those people that people love to hear what he got to say because he's funny. It's almost, his vocabulary is so limited that I sit back and I watch him, and it's like watching a comedy show. I mean, he cannot articulate anything, so he just turns to, oh, that's stupid, that's dumb, they're ugly. You know, it's like a five-year-old, you know, getting mad. You're so stupid, you dummy, you ugly dummy. You know, that's my big spin of Donald Trump's vocabulary, but it's funny to watch and funny to listen to. I just can't wait to get down to the serious business of really picking our next elect president next year. So people, please pay attention to what's going on, because if you are somebody who considers yourself an independent, you really kind of do want to know what all of the candidates represent and what they stand for. So if you have an opportunity tonight, catch the debate. It came on at 8 o'clock tonight. So right after this show, after you finish listening to this show, then you can go ahead and turn on the debate.
Bam. And finally, sad news out of Atlanta, GA, the city where that we call home. Well, I call Powder Springs home, the metropolitan big city of Georgia, Atlanta. Former Mayor Shirley Franklin had a loss in her family a couple of days ago. Very sad story. She lost her son.
Yeah. So our condolences go out to Shirley Franklin. She lost her son, Cabral Franklin. He was 41. He suffered a long battle of lung cancer and succumbed to that this week. So our condolences go out to Shirley Franklin, all his friends and family. He was on the political scene as well, but he was kind of in the background. He did a lot of the campaign, and he was a political strategist who helped work on some of the campaigns, even Governor Roy Barnes' campaign. He helped on his mom's campaign. So, you know, he was a political force in his own right, but cancer certainly is that demon that, you know, comes and shows his ugly head to a lot of different people, and unfortunately he lost his battle with it. So our condolences go out to Shirley Franklin and all his family and friends.
And, you know, his longtime business partner, Chris Carpenter, stated that it was crazy because he was battling lung cancer even though he was not a smoker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I don't know if it was a secondhand smoke. I remember the story about, I want to say it was Christopher Reeves' wife, if I'm not mistaken. Either Christopher Reeves or was it John Ritter's wife. It was one of their wives who died of lung cancer who didn't smoke. But she was one of those singers that, you know, back in the day, you sing in the bar and they'd be smoking.
Oh,
the,
right.
The lounge,
oh,
the piano singer. Yeah, that secondhand smoke. And former Mayor Shirley Franklin released a statement saying that my dear son passed away, surrounded by his family. He was deeply loved. I want to thank everyone for their thoughts and their prayers. And I got to say, I met Shirley Franklin a couple of times, and I'll never, ever forget. I was living in Atlanta when she ran. I was sitting in a barbershop at Hair Gallery right there on Camilton Road and Fairburn Road. And she came into the barbershop just, you know, fresh out of her Cutlass Sierra or whatever she was driving. I just made the Cutlass part up. But she came in there and said, "Hey, guys, I'm Shirley Franklin, and I'm going to be running for president. I mean, I'm going to be running for mayor of Atlanta." And we were just so excited to see, you know, to see her face in our barbershop. We was like, "Shirley, you got our vote." And what do you know, she was the mayor of Atlanta. And I don't know if you ever – I'm going to put up a picture of Shirley and my mom. Every time I see Shirley, I think of my mom because they look just alike. So that's my 2 cents. Yeah, that's my 2 cents. So.
And then I got more obituary
to
report, and that was Moses Malone. Everybody should know who Moses Malone was. He was a famous basketball player, played for the 76ers. He also died. He was 60 years old, died of a heart attack this past weekend. So condolences to his family and friends as well.
And what do we, Niecy, since 2009, since we've been doing the show and we hear somebody passing, Moses Malone was only 60 years old when he passed away, and Shirley Franklin's son was
41.
He was 41. Mm-hmm. We be leaving early, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
so
those
sad
situations where you got to get yourself in check. Make sure you get to those doctor visits, get those checkups, get those physicals, and make sure, you know, you take care of your health, because that's one thing that money cannot help you with. It don't matter how much money you got. When your health is gone, it's gone. You can pay for the best doctors to care for you, but typically a disease, if it got you, it got you, you know, so you got to catch them early so you can get them cures, get it taken care of, get those physicals and stuff. because it your health is nothing to play with. You only get one good health. You only get one chance at this life, you know. Some people get cancer and they get, you know, they get into remission and they get cured and things like that. But it's one of those things that if we just stay on top of it, you'll do a lot better at a chance of survival if you just stay on top of your health.
There you go. You on Periscope yet, Niecy G?
I am not. I can't keep up. This stuff is too much. I can't even keep up with the five things I got. Now y'all want to introduce some more social media. Please, no.
I forget I asked. I'm sorry about that. So just tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you then until next week.
They can keep in touch with me right now on Instagram. I'm Niecy Nay on Instagram. They can keep in touch with me on Twitter. I am Niecy G. They can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/NiecyNay. Or they can find me at NiecyGblog.com. That's NiecyGblog.com.
Okay, I'm laughing. Bye, Niecy G.
Peace.
Don't tell her about no new social media stuff at all. Y'all see what happened. That turned out bad. I should have never asked about it. That's my girl, Niecy G. Y'all can check her out every Wednesday right here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden. I told you, tonight's show is 4:14. Niecy G been down since show number 3. That's my girl. Love her to death. Don't go nowhere. We come back. Miss Boston is in the building. We're going to talk about the website, melaninmindsme.com. One of my IG partners. Oh, she be really opening eyes on her Instagram. She uses it for the right thing all day, for real. Hey, don't go nowhere. It's Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We'll be right back. Yeah.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. What up, Mike?
What up, High Five? I love when people call me Mike. Hey, shout out to NCG. Great show. I mean, great segment, as always. Don't forget, next Wednesday, my girl Christy Tucker Sands is going to be hanging out with us. You've heard the story nationally. Her ex was convicted of aggravated assault. She basically, he threw acid on her and disfigured her, and horrible story. And Christy is a survivor and strong as hell, and we're classmates. We were classmates in high school and all that good stuff. So Christy's going to hang out with us. And we're going to be talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is coming up in October, and all the great stuff that she has going on with her foundation. Not necessarily talk about the incident itself, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about what's next for Christy, because she's amazing. I had an opportunity to hang out with her a couple weeks ago at one of our reunions that we do. But anyway, yeah, she'll be here. And later on, our sports guy Keith Roberts is in the building. And I have our new artist spotlight, my man, who is Nino. He's got a new song out. We're going to play that, because we're always repping our new artists, man, because if the big stations don't promote them, we'll take care of them over here. Hey, tonight, it is a pleasure and an honor. I love being on social networking and reaching out to some of my friends on social media that I've never met. And all the time, I meet a lot of interesting people on social media. And after following this IG page for a while, I had to send Miss Boston an invite, but we'll tell you the story about her name. You ever just, I send out my request. Hey, love to have you on the show, womp, womp, womp. And then you send that message and be like, you know what? What is your name? That's the question. The website is called melaninmindsme.com, which focuses on all aspects of black love and black family. You can check out the website tonight, but tonight I have an opportunity to talk to Miss Boston live. Ladies and gentlemen, she is in the building. What's happening? Good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. First of all, I just want to tell you how extremely humbling it is, for someone such as yourself to reach out and even add exposure to what I'm doing. So thank you. I really do.
You are so welcome. Okay, let's first thing first. So we were talking via social media and via email, and we never, talked to each other. Were you laughing like hell when I sent you that email and said, what is your name?
Yes. that's so crazy, because with social media, you can spend literally months and weeks, kind of knowing a person, and developing a rapport and a relationship, and then you realize, wait, I don't even know your name, But you can feel so close to somebody. It's crazy, because we share so much. Me, personally, I share a lot of my life, and how my views, so... Mm-hmm. I understand that connection. So, yeah, no, I did laugh, but, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so I said Miss Boston, but your IG name, how do you pronounce the name that's on IG?
It's a play from my sorority, aka, so it's a conundrum.
A conundrum, okay. I will not be saying that anymore tonight. I'm going to let you have that word, because I'm horrible with words and names to say, so I'm going to just stick with Miss Boston. How about that?
Even do Q. That's even better.
All right, Q. There you go. Let me write that down. We're going to go with Q tonight. So now that's awesome, Q. Let me ask you this. First of all, I just want to start out. I just want to talk about your social media and how you've grown your social media network. If I'm not mistaken, I think I remember a lot of your stuff that really had to do with, what was going on with, Black Lives Matter and police brutality and stuff like that. Am I correct?
Yeah, there's been a lot. I mean, because it's just unavoidable. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
what I know and what I understand in my education, that's always been there. But right now, it's just at the forefront of for everyone. So it's just really hard to not talk about it, you know. And I think that a lot of people appreciate my perspective or my questions
mm-hmm.
or the way that I present information, which is, you know, which is really cool. But, yeah, it kind of, I think for everyone, it just literally saturated our whole lives, you know,
mm-hmm.
and very much so continue to do so. It's everywhere.
Now, what is your background, Q? Who are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a mother, you know, first and foremost, and I have a degree in sociology. I mean, you know, I am a serial entrepreneur. I am, you know, a lot of things, but a lot
mm-hmm.
of them is so many things that just come together and have in my life that it's amazing how you look over your life and you picked up skills from so many places and things, and then you add them all together. Like for this site, for example, I've been able
right.
to do everything on my own without having to outsource for a web designer or a graphic designer. I mean, it's apparent because the graphics are not all that, but, you know, overall, I've been able
to build it. It does its job.
Right, right. It's functioning for now. So I've been able to build it and, you know, in terms of the ad and kind of promoting it, those are things that I'm learning a little bit more about as I go, because I really feel like of all things that I've done in terms of hobbies, or we've been dealing with this black issue, you know, what do? The state of black people, you know, why we are where we are and the issues we're having. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and there's a lot of different approaches. You know, some people feel like we need
mm-hmm.
to really focus on economics, education.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do and have contributed a lot of that. But overall, when this came to me, I realized we have guys who are millionaires, but it has no difference on how they treat women, how we treat each other. We have people with education, and there's disrespect, and there's so much that I said, you know what, it really is the core. Like, if we
mm-hmm.
don't get the core together, we're hustling backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that's why I feel like this is important.
And tell us about the website, melaninmindsmeet.com. What did you want to accomplish when you started the website?
Okay, initially, it came up as kind of a novel little thing I was doing online, and people, you know, we're talking about relationships and dating. And so one of my followers was like, you know, well, I want to meet somebody now. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you're serious, like, I can post you and I can turn your notifications up a little bit, you know, real quick. And so he was like, yes. So I said, okay. And I posted his picture and a little blurb that he wrote. And it was amazing because I started immediately getting responses, you know, like, yeah, I want to meet him. And then that turned into another young lady saying, me next. And then and by the time I looked up, I had about 100 DMs.
Okay.
I mean, it was crazy, you know, and I posted about 9 people that day. And so initially everybody was like, oh, you should do a dating site. And I was like, ah, I don't know. That sounds a little cheesy to me. And like she said, we have enough social media accounts.
Right.
Like, so I was like, nah, but then this beautiful couple, Amiri and Yaya, reached out to me in DM, and they said, you know, we see what you're doing, and we are counselors. We counsel single people on their way to relationships. We counsel people in relationships and reconciliation, and we would like to offer our services to your followers. And that's when it hit me, like, wait, this can be something for real. You know, this could be
mm-hmm.
something substantial. And so long story short, as soon as they hit me up, I thought of the idea. And I went from that to actually launching it in 6 weeks. And
there
so,
you go.
Right. So what we're doing is we're discussing everything from conception to child rearing, courtship, marriage, everything, health, business. I have a one particular affiliation where there's black businesses that I've put together that I'm featuring who have
Good.
Services that are oriented to that. Then we also have real tools. So it's not just a dating site. It's definitely a community where we're coalescing experiences. We're talking about what's unique to us, but most importantly, we have real people to provide real solutions. There's a counselor
mm-hmm.
that just joined us, Mancho and Nawasha, and they are from the Acoma House Initiative. They've been featured on
mm-hmm.
Oprah's network. they are creators of Acoma Day. It's an alternative to Valentine's Day. And like yesterday, they just provided 7 reasons why you're having communication problems, you know, and real tools and a PDF for you to fill out an analysis. So there's people, we're talking, we're bonding, but then there's also real learning. I have a communications expert, a social worker who's moving into the site. So for me, I think it'll be groundbreaking. And we're talking about things like blended families. You know, that's
right.
A real big thing that a lot of people are just not having that conversation. We're talking about real things like single parenthood in terms of our mothers emasculating their sons, you know, with our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Things we know kind of innately, but we're not discussing because, you know, it's taboo to talk about a black mother. And so
right. There's
a lot of healing going on. And then one of the things I love, too, is on the men's community and the women's, women can watch. But they cannot talk.
Right.
So
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Most men are like, wait a minute, really? So it's like, yeah, they can. And it's vice versa, of course, on the women's board. But I think it's important for everyone to have a space and, you know, not to be judged. We have places where you don't have to be a member to talk, like if you want relationship help, but you just want to be anonymous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have side chick and side dude confessions, I've actually prohibited members sometimes, so you can't even speak there as a member. You must log out because I just don't want anyone having to deal with that sort of judgment, but I want them to be free, and I want
right. Them
to learn. Yeah. So
the website,
I mean,
guys,
overall,
is called – hold on 1 second, Q. The website is called melaninmindsmeat.com. Even if you just put it in Google, y'all know I follow her on IG, and she threw a post out there the other day and said that you can just type it in Google and she's right there, 1, 2, 3, and 5, and it's all organic. She did it all herself. So shout out to you, Q, for doing that. And when you talk about, let me ask you this, as a sociologist, when you you have a psychology degree, when you look at where Black America is right now when it comes to love and dating and stuff like that, and you put in one of your posts, you said it's definitely no secret that dating is not what it used to be. When you look back on to back in the day when you dated, I'm not even sure how old you are, but when you dated to dating in 2015, how much has it changed to you?
I'm 40.
Okay.
I was married for 12 years, and then after that I was in a relationship for 4. So the whole entire culture of things that were so taboo or things that were so under the outlier, they're deviant, they're now norm. I mean, it was not normal for cheating or having a side person or a mistress just to be a regular part of your relationship, you know, or just normal. Things like that, I think people are not being held accountable by their friends like they used to, you know, it's just so that the trust, a lot of people are very, to me, emotionally dishonest. You know, we have stuff, we say stuff all the time like, I'm unbothered, when you really are bothered, you know?
Right.
So there's this whole fronting in my mind of emotions. People are so nervous about getting played. Everyone acts like they're unaffected. And it's a scary thing, I will tell you that. As much as I have created the site, like I told people, I'm not a relationship expert by any means, but I'm going to connect you with people who can help you, and I'm learning myself. You know, I'm learning a tremendous amount from the site and from hearing other people's perspective. But I would say I'm afraid. I have to talk to my daughter all the time, you know, about the nature of socially where she is versus where we are, which is another reason why I got so very active on social media, you know, because you just cannot not know. You have to really kind of, as we say, keep your ear to the street. But like I told my daughter, you don't have to do these things for social media attention, but I couldn't just say it. I had to be it. And so for her to be in high school and tell people, like, follow my mom on Instagram, you know, is so cool. Like, it's so cool for her to feel like, wow, you're right, Mom. You don't have to put your butt up on a sink and, you know, and twerk, and people will listen to you. You know, you can gain followers. That's important for them. But, yeah, it's a scary thing, you know, when you see where these kids are. But I have a lot of hope because I do see some people, you know, definitely showing a lot of growth. Like Moise Morency, I don't know if you saw him on my page. He was a young man who started the whole Melanin Monroe thing. You know, he's a young man, but to see them, that there are people out there that are growing. So, and Londrell, definitely one of my favorites. You have to check him out. And he's an activist, and he's very emotional and open, you know, with his emotions, and I love that. So I have hope, you know, but I cannot say that it's not scary. It is.
Well, let me ask you this, Q. Where did we become so desensitized where now it's part of the norm now? Like nothing surprises us now. Like earlier when Niecy G was on the show and we were talking about Donald Trump running for president. And now all of a sudden, like, for instance, I have a 17-year-old, and we were having this conversation the other day, saying how when President Obama, well, then Senator Obama was running against Hillary for the Democratic nomination, you see a black man and a white woman that's running for president for the Democratic nomination. My son was looking at it, you know, at 9 years old or however old he was back then, and it wasn't a big deal to him. So it wasn't, you know, like it was to us. I'll be 45 this year. So it wasn't a big deal to him as it was to us. So now as you fast forward to 2015 and we look at like all the stuff that you talk about, let's talk about, you know, homosexuality. Let's talk about women or men that are fighting for attention on social media. It's all normal now. Like, it doesn't surprise me. And I mentioned with Donald Trump, like, I would not – if Kanye West really ran for president in 2020, I wouldn't be surprised. It would not shock me like it shocked me to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger was running for governor of California. So if Kanye said he was going to run for president in 2020, it wouldn't shock me. So where did that desensitization begin for us in America?
Well, there's two components to that. You have exposure, and then you have the rate and the speed that information is being disseminated. So
nice.
If you look at the amount of information that is now available versus even 40 years ago, it's astronomical. I mean, it's grown exponentially. So then when you have people being bombarded with so much, you know, you just become desensitized. So for us to see things, it would catch you off guard. So if you saw somebody shot or hurt, you know, you would run to their aid. Well, these kids are seeing it so much visually in artificial environments like video games and on TV that when they see someone in the street now, they're grabbing their phones. They're yelling "World Star!" Everybody's just, you know, just grabbing their phones and recording it. And so I don't know if you ever saw this movie called Idiocracy, but if you haven't, it's a comedy, but it really touches on that, how in the future, so many people who are educated, they're not having babies, but all of the people who are ignorant are having several babies. So of course, then the population is increased with people who are, you know, quote unquote ignorant. And so then it's just a matter of, like, if you have a job and everybody quits and the person becomes a manager, not because they're good, but it's like they're the only one there, that's
right.
That's where we're at now. You know, it's not, you're not getting plays because you're good. You just, that's just a matter of. So I think that, like I said, these kids, they see so much more. A lot of people think, oh, I don't let my children watch this. I'm like, honey, if your child goes to school, their friends have an iPhone. Okay,
right.
Remember, we used to actually have to sneak the little porn and, you know, the magazine. No, they have access to everything. And it's not something that you can escape from unless you're going to just keep them in, you know what I mean? But they eventually have to participate. So that's where, for me, it was important to be involved in social media to see what my daughter's facing, you know, and how people are conducting themselves. And so one of the first things that I told her is, like, you know, you're growing up, and every one of these girls that you see that are shamed online where their pictures are being passed around, that was somebody she trusted. That was somebody, you know,
right,
she thought would keep her her business private. So, you know, and I showed her several of these things, like, don't, it may be tempting, you know, because she's not, you know, my daughter's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. She can succumb to that kind of stuff. But that's why. So it's like, for me, I have to see it and I have to be involved in it so I can speak her language. You know, I can understand and help her communicate and express herself differently. But I think that, like I said, the rate of speed of information and definitely our threshold. That's the sad part. When you see that, people are getting just beat or dead or half dead, and they just grab their phones.
Yep.
That's the first thing everybody is doing now, you know, is grabbing their phone.
Well, I tell you what, I thought that just clearing my browser history would help a brother out, especially after he'd been surfing them damn porn sites all day on his phone, but I learned that don't work when you just hit clear. Hey, the website's called MelaninMinds.com. Her name is cute. You can go to the website, MelaninMinds.com. And I got to say, I almost unfollowed you approximately 4 days ago, Q, because you put a picture up and was blaming Drake on everybody's championship loss. Russell Wilson last year in the Super Bowl, Kentucky losing in the finals, LeBron James losing, and then Serena losing the other day. Don't do that, Q. We real
cool,
you know.
No, wait, you know I'm seeing Drake. Because you saw me spin that, right? First I had to show everybody with Drake. I said, no, don't blame Drake. We need to thank Drake. Like, look, the seats are empty. You know, so that was me doing my little private PR work that I do for Drake on the side. He don't know about it. But, you know, I'm making sure that Drake is not taking any L's, you know.
Okay. That'll work. Now, where are you from, Q?
I'm from California, South Central.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised.
Cool. That's awesome. That's all right there. Now the response from Melanin Minds, Meet.com sounds like it's been a success. What else are you looking to do with the website, and as far as what's next for you?
For me, my real business venture is Fits by Design, which is a custom clothing house. So that's actually what I will be putting a lot of my focus into in the upcoming months. But in terms of the site, I'm happy that people are not there for the Aconundrum show. You know what I mean? Or the cues. It's not about me. I am definitely pairing people and giving people responsibility. I've made so many people moderators and things of that nature. And usually I have trust issues, but I'm really, you know, stretching myself here. So that I will be a student on the site just like everyone else is, you know. And then as more people come in and it grows, it's my hope that eventually not only is it a place where people can meet, but it's a database. It's literally like a little library of information for people, because sometimes we don't want to talk to our family members. We don't want to talk to our friends. But if you could actually go and see someone else is having your shared experience or your shared struggle, that to me is priceless, you know. So I want it to be there. I want it to be there forever. I want it to grow, and hopefully someone's helped, someone's healed, and maybe one day there'll be a little Melanin Minds meet match, you know, in a marriage, and they'll have the black-owned business that I put there, the videographer and the wedding planner and the caterer, you know, they're all there. And that would be amazing, you know, to actually see people start to network in that way, because that's really that's the whole point. I'm not charging any businesses to place them there. That's not, you know, that's not even what it's about. It's just giving them the exposure, and since they're customers, those are those people. They're people, and they're there. So why not, you know, connect them? But this is going to be, to me, the most, for me, it's intrinsic, and it's something that's very near to my heart. Like when I tell you I hardly sleep, you'll see me online all hours because my mind is constantly going on how I can make this grow. So this is going nowhere for me. You know, definitely I have other things that I have to do for business, but overall, this will be a sustainable community.
Good. And once you're ready to talk more about, you said Fit by Design?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when you're ready to talk about that, please reach out to me so we can make sure that we assist with that and anything that we can do on the show to help you out with MelaninMindsMeet.com. Before I let you go, I gotta ask you this question. It was kind of burning in my mind about black love, and I'm just curious, in your expert opinion, do you ever think that black love would get back to that, you know, James and Florida Evans type of love that we used to see on Good Times?
I do. I think that it'll look different, it'll be different, but I think that what happens is that so many people right now are burning out. They're on some senioritis type stuff where we've done this and we've played these games. These men have outspent themselves. These women have out-altered their bodies. I mean, and at some point, you know, when you keep going, you just get tired. And you don't know what you have until it's gone. And so now you hear the younger generation saying, I wish I had an Aaliyah. What about when girls were simple? What about when things, you know, so they're longing, but first they had to appreciate it. You know, it had to be gone from you. And I think that's what we're starting to get. Because the whole reason why we're doing Melanin Minds Meet is right now, someone said, I'm tired. You know, I'm looking, and enough is enough, and I'm tired of playing games. And so I think that we just kind of had to go through that period of taking each other for granted, realizing what was really vital, what's important. And then once we do, we'll look at it so differently. You know what I mean? I have a poem I said, it means more to me to want me than to need me, because when the need is met, there's no need to see me. And so I think now we're getting to the point of wanting each other. You know, it's like, yes, you can take care of yourself. Yes, you can work. You can cook for yourself. But I want to be with you. You know, whereas before there was kind of a, you know, the economics of the relationship was, this isn't really a choice, it's a setup. You know, the society has this set up that you're interdependent on each other in that way. But I think now it'll come to a point where, you know what, I can take care of myself, you can take care of yourself, but I like you and I want you. And I think that's where the respect and the appreciation will, you know, make it work.
And one of your posts I saw the other day, it was a quote that said, you don't even know what you don't know.
Damn, so simple, right?
Right. So, I mean, that was profound. My cousin said that to me, starting the business. It just blew my mind because, you know, your mind's like, oh, my God, you're right. I don't even know what to ask. But, you know,
right.
I think that's why this site is so going to be so valuable, because you're seeing people ask things that you probably didn't think about asking, you know?
Uh-huh. And one of our favorite artists, Drizzy Drake, in one of his songs, he said half of the stuff that he got right, he probably guessed on it. Hey, I think I'm the same way. Just take a guess. There's a 50-50 chance you can get it right.
Shout out to Drake.
Well, Q, do me a favor. Tell everybody about the website, as well as tell them how they can continue to follow you and support your IG movement. You do an awesome job, and I just don't want to jack up the IG name again.
Sure, no problem at all. You can follow me online at IG, Facebook, and Twitter at Conundrum, a.k.a. N-U-N-D-R-U-M. And the site that I've reluctantly opened up more social medias for melaninmindsmeet.com is on Tumblr, on Twitter, and on Facebook. So you can follow me there as well and keep up. And I'm doing the best I can to kind of push everything on all the different platforms, but definitely IG is the hub. IG and Facebook are the hub.
Well, you keep up the excellent work out there on the West Coast. And did you like that Straight Outta Compton movie? You could be honest with me.
You know what? I'm going to be honest and tell you I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I was working.
She was working.
I am going to see it, but I haven't seen it.
Well, if there's anything we can do, you got my contact information. Let's hook up. I would love to do some work with you in the future. And like I said, if there's anything we can do here on Real Talk, just holler at us. Let us know. You are at our disposal. That's how we roll, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You are so welcome. So welcome.
Good night.
Hey, guys. Good night. Visit the website, melaninmindsmeet.com. That's my girl, Q. You can follow her on IG. I'm just going to spell it, A-K-A. N-U-N-D-R-U-M on IG. Just Google it, put it in your IG, all that good stuff. Hey, when we come back, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, and you know what? Can we do this right now, Nikki? It's our new artist spotlight. It's a new song from my man, Who Is Nino. Can we do that now, Nikki? I think that means yes. Q, we really appreciate you. Who Is Nino? You're up. This is his new song. Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Yeah. Rolling in the rug, cause she all about the paper. Yeah. You know she got a smile worth the brick. She a dope chick.
I just want a dope chick. I just want a dope chick.
Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good. Shit, don't check. Shawty got a wrong, so she don't. chick. Yeah, she a dope chick. She know she the shoe. Got a smile with the brick. She a dope chick. Be my supplier. I heard that you're serving that fire. Come and put it on me. Bring your drugs over here. I would love to try it. I'm trying to get a fix. I'm just trying to get a hit. Am I a special client? Do you treat them all like this? I work around the clock, girl, I'm about getting that dough. I take you to places you weren't before. I whip it, I beat it, I flip it, it's gone. Watch how I put it down, girl, I'm a soldier. No phones, no Instagram flicks. I don't trust no and no. They watch how we spend it and hate on us winning. I just wanna don't chill. Wanna sign a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good. Don't chill, don't chill. I just wanna show you got her own, so she don't need mine. I just wanna don't chill. I just wanna don't chill. Yeah, she a don't chill. I just wanna know she's you. Got a smile, what's a friend? She a don't chill. Style, you be flexing on these chicks. Bottle popping, you can buy your own. Rolling on my arm, got me on a drug. I think you're playing with my mind. She like f***ing with us, cause she a hustler. And if you ain't got your right, she ain't showing no love. Ain't no religion at all. Don't hang with no wack at all. That Birkin, that Louis, that car that she driving, her condo, yeah, she bought it all.
She bought it all.
I just wanna don't chill. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good.
Don't chill, don't chill.
I just wanna show you got her own, but you don't need mine. Oh, she a dope chick.
I just wanna don't chill.
Yeah, she a dope chick.
I just wanna know
she the yo, yeah. Got a smile, what the brain?
Let me bust it out the rapper. She hitting high notes like a singer, but I fuck her like a rapper. She gave me headshots, got me feeling like an actor. Matter of fact, I fuck her like a trapper. Little mama, you the pack. Yeah, you the pack, huh? You would think I sold a re-rock. How she threw it back? Yeah, yeah, she threw it back. Like, I'm supposed to do with that? I told her get it off. She got it hard when I was feeling soft. Looking like a J when she show a little crack. And she gotta be a hustler, she know about the sack. But I still keep a strap. Both of them. Nah, girl, you won't catch me slipping. You the one that want the pipe. How you catch me hitting it like Pope? And the mama bust it open. Me, I just wanna dope. Shawty, you the dope bitch.
Oh, I just wanna dope chick. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good.
Dope chick, dope chick.
I just wanna shawty got her own, so she don't need mine. Oh,
I just wanna dope chick.
I just wanna know.
Yeah, she a dope chick.
I just wanna
she
know
she the shoe.
Got a smile with the brick.
That girl built like a ride.
Wanna start a ride.
She a dope chick.
That girl built like a
Nautic.
I just wanna know.
She a dope chick.
That girl built like a Lambo.
I just wanna know.
She make me
wanna test drive.
What the frick?
Style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Birth Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birth Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birth Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birds Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birds Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687. Or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, guys, we're back.
I think. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Hey, don't forget my man Keith Roberts. Our sports guy's coming right up, but I just got a couple things I want to run by you. So I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor Tuesday. Been having this foot pain and in the back of my heel. I thought it was kind of like my Achilles was popped or something like that, but it wasn't that serious. But so I go to the doctor. So I'm going to the I go to the orthopedic dude, the foot people. So Saturday, what do I say? You know what? If I'm going to the foot people, then obviously I need to get my feet done. So your boy went and got him a pedicure. Got the feet all right and stuff. So, I figure, you know, hey, people going to be looking all at your feet. Everybody going to be looking at your feet when you go in there. You got to take x-rays and everything. So they're going to be looking at your feet. Got to make sure your feet right. So I go in there and check in and all that good stuff. And the doctor, I go in and the lady says, hey, we're going to take you back so we get some x-rays of your foot, Miss McFadden. I was like, cool, no problem. She was like, do me a favor, take your shoe off and step up there and up there on the platform so we can get the x-ray. I was like, you don't need me to take my sock off? Oh, nah, you good? Huh? I don't need to take my sock off. So you see my feet, all that work I done to my feet. Anyway, I guess I had to be there. It was a so I forgot the technical or medical name that I had, but I got two nice size little bone spurs on my heel. So these got some treatment that he's gonna do, you know, all that kind of treatment and stuff. But I got that cortisone shot in my heel, and I'm waiting for it to kick in. It said 24, 48 hours. I ran this morning, knocked out five this morning. It's still a little sore, so hopefully tomorrow I'll be healed up. So Maceo, if you're listening, that does not stop this 100-mile challenge. You need to catch up. And finally, the debate is on right now. And did you hear this story about the young lady who hold on, I'm pulling the story up. Her name, she's an artist. Her name is Sarah Levy. And what she did, it was kind of, oh, that's the picture. Oh, wow. The picture was in there, Nikki. What she did was Sarah actually used her menstrual stuff and a tampon to paint a portrait of presidential hopeful Donald Trump in protest at the presidential candidate's outrageous and sexist comments. So she was pissed off about, you know, him saying something about the young lady must have been bleeding or something like that. So she drew a picture of him with her own blood. Now, she used the, what was it called? It was called a, hold on, don't tell him I got it right here. It's called a diva cup. Yes, it's called a diva cup. That's what she used to collect the blood. I'm just gonna say it. That's what she used to collect the blood, and then she drew his picture. Man, people got too much time on their hands. The diva cup. All right, there we go. With that, it's time for my man Keith Roberts. Hey, you can check him out. Before I say that, Our Sports Guy is being brought to you by Provat, exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. Visit the flagship store, Pravate-online.com. That's Pravate-online.com. Ladies and gentlemen, he is in the building because I can see him. He's our sports guy, Keith Roberts. What up, homie?
Just rub a little tussin on that foot. You'll be okay. What's going on?
Hey, man, watch out, man. I thought you were going to say something about the Diva Cup, man.
Nah, just rub some tussin on that foot and keep running. You'll be
keep it moving.
Okay eventually.
Keep it moving. You're not lying about that, man. What I'm about to say to you, we got to get your NFL music. I'll get that loaded up for next week, man. And get me a Diva Cup. And somebody said, get me a Diva Cup along with that tussin. And stop being a baby. They said, stop being a baby. Bones hurt. That hurt, man. Things hurt, man. Y'all are so critical, man. What you know, you going outside?
Yeah, we're trying to run on those uneven Georgia clay of the land. Don't do too good either. Or your roads that you have either.
Hey, I've run on the Silver Common Trail, man. And it's in Cobb County, so it's very nice over there.
I'm not even going to go where I'm going to go with that one. We'll just leave that one where it's
Hey, man, let's do what you do best and talk some football. And to let everybody know, the Crush, Keith and I accepted an offer from the Crush to do picks. We're doing picks every week. And last week, I think we are – hold on, I got the stats right here.
We're in 19 and 20.
Yeah, we're one game behind. I
did
think,
you take Bills?
Who, me? Did I?
No.
I think I did. I can't remember. I can't remember if I
did.
Bills.
We'd be in first place if you'd have taken them Bills.
There you go. You're talking about woulda, coulda, shoulda. Did you take the Falcons?
Nah, of course I took the Falcons.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, they have a one-game lead on this.
Well,
we'll be fine.
We're going to back. I made the mistake. You never change your picks, and I had the Titans over the Bucks. And as I'm getting ready to send it to you, I got it on the NFL Network, and all five analysts picked the Bucks. So I changed my pick as I send it to you. That's why they say never change your picks once you make them.
Right, exactly. Hey, week one is in the books, man, and as expected, we saw many great games, and some teams step up and many that they didn't expect to step up. But let's start right here in Atlanta, where Dan Quinn, the new head coach of our Atlanta Falcons, held on for victory over the touted Eagles. Now, are the Falcons more like the team we saw in the first half or the ones that almost gave the game away in the second half?
I mean, I think they're going to be a little bit of a combination of both. I think your offensive line was a lot better than expected, for especially for how short they've been together, 9 days, and I think the guys went out and signed another one this week. So
yep.
I think that the offensive line was a big help for you guys, and you know, that defense, it was a little bit, you know, they were swarmed in that first half of the game, and that second half, Bradford and that offense just started clicking, and Atlanta tried to do everything they could to give that game away at the end there by, you know, just running the – I mean, you got to run the ball on third down, though, to try and run the clock out. But the whole Philadelphia defense knew where the ball was, you know, knew where the run was going. Obviously, they were able to stop. But I think, you know, Julio Jones, if he could be on pace for some record-breaking season, whether or not the team is going to be good or not, I think Julio Jones is going to be fun to watch for you guys for the year.
Yeah, I was expecting for you to say that. And speaking of giving it away, who's to blame on the as far as the Giants are concerned, man, when it comes to that loss against Dallas?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to start with the coach that called the play. Why you call a passing play? I mean, I understand Tom Coughlin's always trying to get in the end zone. But, I mean, you got to put most of the blame on Eli there. He has to know when that play comes in that, you know, that $21 million he's making this year needs to not throw the ball out the back of the end zone and just kind of fall on the ground, especially with Dallas having no timeouts left. And when he threw that ball out the back of the end zone, I said, you got to be kidding me. They're going to stop the clock. And sure enough, Dallas was able to get that ball back and drive down the field and score the winning touchdown.
Man, I tell you what, with all of the stories that came out this week, man, of week one, give us a couple that caught your eye.
Well, first off, is we've got to look at the rookie Marcus Mariota and what he was able to do against a rather iffy defense in Tampa Bay. But to come out and have a perfect quarterback rating in your first game, throw for four touchdowns in the first half, compared to your counterpart who was drafted number one, who goes out and throws a pick six his first pass. So you got to look at him, and, you know, I don't think we're ready quite yet to make his Hall of Fame jacket, but if they keep – I think the advantage there is they're giving him plays that he's able to work around. You know, they kind of – they brought some plays in from – that he ran in Oregon, so it's, you know, some plays that he's used to. And then secondly, you got to look at, and as much as I'm going to sound like a homer saying this, you got to look at Buffalo and their defense and what they were able to do to Indianapolis and, you know, a team that was in the AFC Championship game last year and somebody that a lot of people had picked to, you know, possibly make a run to the Super Bowl, and how they were able to disrupt disrupt them all day, and we may have a little quarterback there that, you know, basically with all the weapons that they have, obviously Percy Harvin and everyone mm-hmm. that they picked up in the offseason, that's a team that this week after that one win, you've seen a lot of the analysts kind of jump on their bandwagon real quick, saying they have a good possibility of making a run into the playoffs this year, which would be nice. As we know, it's been a long time since we've been there.
Yes, it's wide left. Hey, tomorrow, week two of the NFL season is underway. And despite their offensive struggles last week, man, Denver is still 1-0. Will Denver and Peyton Manning's struggles continue tomorrow night against the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at the Chiefs. They came out week one and, you know, kind of with defense that everybody expected the Texans to have, for them to put up as many points as they did. And I kind of thought they were going to be a sleeper team. They got a good quarterback out there, and they were able to pick up some good offseason acquisitions on the wide receiver spot. And Peyton Manning, he can't stay upright. The line is probably the worst it's ever been out in Denver, probably one of the worst lines it's ever played in front of. And statistically, if you go back to last season, the last 10 weeks, Peyton Manning is ranked in the bottom three of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Now, last year you looked and you maybe said it was the injury, you know, toward the end of the year. But, you know, I mean, there's just – and it doesn't seem like it's not his I don't know how to say it. It's not that he can't throw the ball anymore. He's not as accurate, because there's a couple plays where, you know, he overthrew the receiver. Where usually, you know, when you start to go, you don't have that distance on the ball anymore. But, you know, and then there's a couple of plays where he kind of underthrew the receiver, and you think, well, that's him not having the, you know, having the strength that he did before. And then, as I said, he turns around and overthrows the receiver. So I just think with the lack of time that he's getting from that offensive line and the little running game that they have, they could be in for a little bit of a struggle this year.
298 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Matty Ice Ryan is the number 7 quarterback in the NFL after week one. I just thought I'd throw that stat out there for y'all. Hey, give us a game or two that you're looking forward to this week.
Well, you got to look at Dallas at Philadelphia. Obviously, Dallas coming off a big win, Philadelphia coming off a heartbreaking loss. Seattle at Green Bay. Seattle coming off a surprising loss, and Green Bay looking as good as ever in their win. Eddie Lacy looking like the running back that he's been the last couple of years. Then you got to go with the only couple games that have 1-0 teams, and that's Denver, Kansas City tomorrow night. San Diego, Cincinnati. At Cincinnati is a battle of 2 1-0 teams, and probably the game of the week is going to be your boy, Mr. Tom Brady, and Stetson Cologne traveling to Buffalo to take on that vaunted Bills defense. So that's kind of been the game that everyone's looking forward to. They were able to do it to Andrew Luck last week, so we'll see. Rex Ryan knows Peyton Matt or knows Tom Brady and the New England Patriots offense. So I think this should be a very interesting game.
Man, I'm rocking me some Stetson right now. And as a matter of fact, when I wake up and take a bath in the morning, I don't even have to put no more Stetson on because it's still going to be fresh.
It's a couple of degrees colder. You could pull them Uggs out too.
Hey, hold on. You remember that commercial back in the day with the Kansas City Chiefs? I almost said chefs, but the dude had painted chefs on the field. You remember that?
On the field, yes. It sounds like you're spelling.
I before E except after C. Hey, man, before you go, man, give us your fantasy sleeper for those that's trying to make a little money this weekend in some fantasy football.
Hey, check out C.J. Spiller for the Saints. He's coming off a knee injury, but he's healthy to go. And the way we saw the Bucs defense play last week, he should get a good bulk of the carries and look for him to add some great value. And maybe you can win a little money like I did this weekend.
Hold on. I before E, except after C. And sounding, it's a more to go to it, though, right?
I thought it was I before E. I don't even know what it is. I before E, I before C. I don't know none of that.
Man, where's Caleb at, man? Put Caleb on the phone. I know he knows.
Caleb's with his mama right now, actually. He we did cupcakes at school for his birthday and then shipped him off to his mama's house.
There you go, man. Well, I'm going to ask Nikki because Nikki got three little girls over there, so I know Nikki knows. Nikki, can you get that for us? I before E, except after C. Hey, man, your time is up, Keith Roberts. Hey, let's do our picks tonight. Send me your picks, at least tomorrow's game.
I'll do. I'm going to tell you right now on air, I'll take Kansas City tomorrow night, and then, like always, I'll send you the picks before Sunday.
That'll work. Hold on, let me write that down, because you know I will forget. Kansas City. All right, man, you get out of here. Before you go, man, tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, our sports guy.
Hey, make it nice and easy, / our sports guy, Facebook, Instagram, it's out.
You on Periscope yet?
Nah, but if I keep messing around, I may end up on that. I don't know. I'll probably get myself in trouble on that thing. Anything with live video, I don't know about. I gotta be able to go back and edit it, make sure I don't get in trouble.
Hey, man, get out of here, man. Have a great weekend. Hey, our sports guys being brought to you by Pravat, exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. Visit the flagship store at Pravat-online.com. That's Pravate-online.com. Hey, Nikki fell in love with this song last week. She was our, what do we call it, new artist spotlight. Nikki fell in love with the song, and that's why she about to play it again. It's the Don Baby. Hey, real talk, show number 414. Keith, I love you, boy. No saying that's you, though. Not that kind of love, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, real talk, we'll be back.
I never want.
style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Birth Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birth Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birth Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birth Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birth Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687, or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
Tree said that word exclusivity. I still can't say it. I can't say it. Hey, today's show is brought to you by my folk over at JR Cricket, 2617 Panola Road to be exact. Hey, the Falcons won their home opener last week, Monday, it was this week, at the Georgia Dome. Well, guess what? September 20th at 1 o'clock is the New York Giants. Come hang out with me, my folk Tony Hartnack, Kenny Brannon, Mel Johnson, Terrence Powell, Goody Mob's very own Timo Goody will be providing the sounds. Jerome Rose is going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a real good time as the Falcons beat down the New York Giants. I lost a bet last year to Rob, where I had to wear a jersey. It was last year. Yep, I lost a bet to Rob, and I had to wear this jersey. So Amazon, my jersey is on the way. And it's a schmedium. Oh, I was supposed to wear his jersey. Oh, man, Rob. Hey, give me the jersey, Nicky. I'll wear it. But come hang out with us. JR Cricket's on Panola Road. We're going to have a great time. Kickoff is at 1. I think we're going to crank up the festivities around noonish or so. So come on, hang out with us. We're going to have a good time. Also, got to say thank you to Q for hanging out with us. Great conversation, great dialogue. The website is melaninmindsmeet.com, and you can also follow her on IG, a.k.a. N-U-N-D-R-U-M, a.k.a. N-U-N-D-R-U-M is her IG, and we're going to post that up. Also, got to say shout-out to Nisi G, as always, and, of course, our sports guy, Keith Roberts. We're going to get those picks over to the Crush. We're one game behind them as far as the standings are concerned. I think we're going to catch them this week and take over. You know, the apples that we're putting up in this little contest, we're going to go to our favorite charity, and then we're going to split the rest and buy us some La Maritas and some Heineken or some Coors Light, maybe Coors Light, something like that, whatever, make it fun. Hey, it's that time. What time is it? Time to go. Oh, yeah, it's almost time to go. So, yes, thank you to everybody. Don't forget, next Wednesday, which is the 20-something, whatever is this. Next Wednesday, Christy Tucker Sims is going to be hanging out with us on Real Talk, a powerful story. But we're going to be talking about what's next for Christy. We're going to be talking about the Christy Sims Foundation and how you can support. And next month, October, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we're going to have a great conversation and a great time with Christy. I got to say thank you guys, as always, for rolling with your boy every Wednesday night. Got some pretty cool things that's happening in the month of October that I cannot wait to share with y'all, and everything is coming together. It's coming together. If I was an astrologist or something like that, I would say, like, the moons and the stars and stuff are aligning. Got some good people that I'm working with. Got the pleasure of working with. Also, always got to say shout out to Nikki, who I don't know, what can you say about her? She was one of the inspirations on why Real Talk is back tonight. So yeah, nothing. Yeah, she does nothing. I just say that to make her feel good. And let me say this, y'all know I'm very superstitious about my Atlanta Falcons. So I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I got these pajama pants. And there's some Reebok jogging pants. They're red and black. I wore them Monday night while I was watching the game, and the Falcons won. See, like, for the past 2 years, I had this pink robe. Yes, I said pink robe. I had this pink robe. Hold on. Yeah, I can tell you. So the last 2 years, I had this pink robe that I used to rock. I got it from it was a gift, but then I stole it. Not stole it, but I took it because it was so comfortable, and especially in the wintertime. It was like from Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that. So I just took it hostage, and it just became mine. So for 2 years, no, I got to tell the story. As soon as I say never tell a story again, I would wear that during the game, and we had two good seasons. We went to the NFC Championship 1 year. We lost in the first round of playoffs after going 13-3. I thought we had a good thing. 2 years, we sucked. We really did. So that robe is gone now. So now it's the pants. It's these black and red. You know what? I'm going to put a picture on IG of them tonight. Let me kind of shake them off a little bit. I'm going to put a picture on IG so y'all can see them. These are the official Atlanta Falcons win every game when I have these pants on. Pants. So how I'm going to wear these at Cricket Sunday, I don't know. I might have to wear them under my pants or something. I don't know. Or just put them in my pocket or something. I got to find a way. Y'all know how superstitious I am. Hey, shout out to everybody for hanging out with us. I can't tell the story no more. You sure? People like the pink robe story and the story about my pedicured toes at the orthopedic doctor, and they didn't even look at my toes. They love that kind of stuff. Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Hey, we'll see y'all on Wednesday. Thank you once again for rolling with me. Hey, and don't forget, check me out, michaelmcfadden.com. If you don't have a copy of Truisms, I got some in the car right now. Right now. You go to michaelmcfadden.com. We shipping today. I got a drone, and I'll send it to your house. Hey, and thanks, everybody. And before we go, one more time, shout out to who is Nino. Nino, he's our new artist spotlight of the week. And we're going to leave you with his song and all that good stuff. And, yeah, Nikki, thank you as always. Thank y'all. I can't do no more. I'm gone. Real talk. Show number 414 in the book.
Rolling in the rock, cause she all about the paper. Yeah. You know she got a smile worth the brick. Oh, she a dope chick.
I just want a dope chick. I just want a dope chick. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good. Shit, don't chick. Shawty got her own, but she don't need mine. Oh, she a dope chick. Yeah, she a dope chick. And she know she the shit. Got a smile with the brick. She a dope chick. Be my supplier. I heard that you're serving that fire. Come and put it on me. Bring your drugs over here. I would love to try it. Oh, I'm tryna get a fit. I'm just tryna get a hit. Am I a special client? Do you treat them all like this? I work round the clock, girl, I'm about getting that dough. I take you to places you weren't before. I whip it, I beat it, I flip it, it's gone. Watch how I put it down, girl, I'm a soldier. No phones, no Instagram flicks. I don't trust no and no. They watch how we spend it and hate on us winning. I just want a dope chick. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good. Dope chick, dope chick. I just want a shawty got her own, so she don't need mine. Oh, I just want a dope chick. I just want a dope chick. Yeah, she a dope chick. I just want to know she's got a smile with a friend. She a dope chick. Style, you be flexing on these chicks. Bottle popping, you can buy your own. Birkin, that Louis, that car that she driving, her condo, yeah, she bought it all. She bought it all.
Oh, I just wanna don't chick. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night for the good, good. Don't chick, don't chick.
I just wanna know she.
Yo, yeah. Got a smile with the brick. She a dope.
bust it out the rapper. She hitting high notes like a singer, but I fuck her like a rapper. She gave me headshots, got me feeling like an actor. Matter of fact, I fuck her like a trapper. Lil' mama, you the pack. Yeah, you the pack, huh? You would think I stole a re-rock. How she threw it back? Yeah, yeah, she threw it back like, I'm supposed to do with that. I told her get it off. She got it hard when I was feeling soft. Looking like a J when she show a little crack. And she gotta be a hustler, she know about the sack. But I still keep a strap. Both of them. Nah, girl, you won't catch me slipping. You the one that want the pipe. How you catch me hitting it like Pope? And the mama bust it open. Me, I just wanna dope. Shout out to you, the dope bitch.
I just wanna dope chick. Wanna start a ride that'll wake me in the middle of the night with a good, good dope chick. Dope chick. I just wanna show you got a room, so she don't need mine. Oh, she a dope chick. Yeah, she a dope chick. And you know she a shoot. Got a smile with the brick. She a dope chick. That girl feel like a ride. Wanna start a ride. She a dope chick. That girl feel like a naughty. I just wanna know. She a dope chick. That girl feels like the Lambo. I just wanna know. She make me wanna know. Test drive. What the frick?